The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Live from the Play Show, yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You can always get at me on Instagram where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter at Zach Gelb. That's ZACHGELB. Coming up hour 20 from now, the original 88, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, to chat a little Dallas Cowboys. Drew Pearson will be stopping by. And then at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, we will hook up from the NFL Network with, of course, James Palmer. Does a great job based in Denver, so we will touch a little bit on that Broncos coaching search and then also all the happenings around the National Football League. But first up, producing this extravaganza for the next 4 hours is no other than Hot Take Hickey.
Hot Take Hickey.
All right, let's start off as we inch closer and closer to Wild Card Weekend. The NFL will want me to call it Super Wild Card Weekend, but I think that's just super stupid by calling it Super Wild Card Weekend. So I will continue to refer to it as Wild Card Weekend. I'm going through these matchups, and you have rematches of games that we've seen at least one time this year. Seahawks 49ers in the same division. Chargers Jaguars, you saw that all the way back to week 3. That was coming off the Herbert injury where he still found a way to play, but they got absolutely annihilated in that game by Jacksonville. Dolphins and Bills, we've seen that twice. Giants and Vikings, we've seen it once. Ravens and Bengals, clearly, we've seen it twice as recently as last weekend. And then, oh yeah, by the way, you get the Cowboys and the Buccaneers, which we saw week 1 of the NFL season. That was the game where Dak got hurt, and then he had to miss a bunch of games, but the Dallas Cowboys did lose to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, and Brady up against the Cowboys is a perfect 7-0 in his career. As we go through each of these games, as you do have the Eagles and then also Kansas City awaiting, I'm looking at pressure. And you see the Seahawks and the 49ers. Sure, all the pressure is on the 49ers, but I don't think anyone expects the Seahawks to go out there and win the game. You look at Dolphins-Bills. Tua Tagovailoa, now officially declared out, will not play because he's still in concussion protocol. All the pressure's on the Bills, but no one thinks the Bills are losing that game. Giants and Vikings, an enormous amount of pressure on Minnesota. But if the Vikings lose with having a rookie coach, what's the real take from that? All right, they've been fraudulent. Kevin O'Connell still did a good job in year number one. And even if fans want to move on from Kirk Cousins, he's under contract, and there's no way to get out of it, really, with 1 year left on that deal and the way that they just gave him that extension. Ravens and Bengals, doesn't look like Lamar Jackson's going to play, so all the pressure's on the Bengals, and they have offensive line issues with Lyle Collins out and it looking like Alex Kappa's going to be out, so Joe Burrow may be without the entire right side of his offensive line. But does anyone actually think Joe Burrow is going to drop this game up against Tyler Huntley or maybe even Anthony Brown? No. So you look at this weekend, and really, Hickey, I think the two teams that I would say are under the most pressure are the Los Angeles Chargers and then obviously the Dallas Cowboys. Because I think Brandon Staley is safe, because he made the playoffs. But if you lose to Jacksonville twice in a season, and give all the credit in the world to Doug Peterson and what Dougie P's been able to do and Trevor Lawrence, but I do think that will reignite the conversation about Brandon Staley, where I don't think a lot of people are talking about his job being on the line this weekend. But with the guy that is out there in Sean Payton that has won a Super Bowl and was instrumental in Drew Brees' career really taking off, where, let's be real, Drew Brees went to a Pro Bowl when he was in San Diego, but when he got to New Orleans, no one thought he would go down as a top 15 quarterback of all time. Most passing yards, you know that. So you know the offensive mind of Sean Payton. You know what he's done in this league, and Sean wants that job. That is the worst-kept secret ever. Sean wants the Chargers job. That has been out there for pretty much since September. Pretty much since he announced the retirement, walking away. He wants that Chargers job. But is that Chargers job going to open up? I still probably lean no. But if they lose, and depending on how they lose, if this is a thumping like it was earlier in the season, that maybe then that does change the conversation. But Hickey, when we look at people whose jobs are on the line, no one's job is really on the line. Seahawks, 49ers. Maybe you could say, I'm talking about in coaching, you know, maybe for the Seahawks, you could argue Geno Smith, who's had a really good season, if he finds a way to upset the 49ers, maybe that definitely cements that he's going to be back next year, but I think it's trending in that direction. Dolphins and Bills, no one's job is on the line. Ravens and Bengals, no one's job is on the line. The Giants, they could lose this game by 50. Everyone's doing backflips with the season that they had. And Brian Daboll and Joe Shane had a masterful job. Now, Daniel Jones, who I think that he's going to be back next year and he's going to be on a multi-year extension, but you could definitely cement that this weekend in a big national stage in a playoff game, just like Geno Smith. But Geno Smith and Daniel Jones both had good seasons. And for the Vikings, if they lose this game, it's not like really anything's going to change. Kirk is back next year, and Kevin O'Connell had a good year one. They got into the postseason this year. So when I look at the Cowboys-Buccaneers game and the Chargers-Jaguars, I think the Cowboys and the Chargers are the teams that are under the most pressure this weekend. The Chargers, I think there would be an outside chance that Brandon Staley gets fired if they lose this game and lose it bad, especially if Sean keeps on making a push and a play for that job. But let's not sugarcoat this. The team with the most pressure by far this weekend, and they're in that Monday night slot, and you know there's going to be so many eyeballs on that game, is the Dallas Cowboys. And Jerry Jones could go run to the fan in Dallas as he does great interviews, and they're inside our company, and we love every time Jerry Jones appears on the Fan in Dallas, because not only is it good for the company, but it also gives us something to talk about, because you never know what you're going to get from Jerry Jones. But Jerry Jones is absolutely lying. And I don't expect him to go, even though he has a great relationship with Sean and RJ, two guys that we know well, I don't expect to go on the radio show and say, hey, Mike McCarthy, even as crazy as Jerry Jones could be and zany as Jerry Jones could be, hey, Mike McCarthy, you lose this game, you're fired. I don't expect him to do that all Vince McMahon style. I don't. So when I look at, or Donald Trump style, you could even say too, if you want to go back to The Apprentice. So whatever Jerry Jones said the other day, is he on the hot seat? And he just said no, and then kind of stumbled through 10 seconds, Jerry Jones. If they lose this game again, the Cowboys, in the wild card round again, I think he's gone. Now, we made the case yesterday, maybe bare minimum, he has to get to the NFC title game. Now, if you tell me they get to the second round and they lose 35-31, or they lose 33-30 on the last second field goal, maybe that changes the conversation, but should it? Because I think right now the Cowboys are stuck on just being a good team. And at times a very, very, very good team looking like a great team. But great teams elevate in these moments. And last year, you saw a Dallas Cowboys team who at times, even people like me who called them the drama Dallas choking Cowboys were like, wait a second, this is a different looking Cowboys team. This looks like a great Cowboys team. And then in the postseason round, wild card weekend, they weren't ready for the game. Mike McCarthy even admitted that after the game. And it took Jimmy Garoppolo just trying to give them the game for them to not only get back in it, but maybe go win it. And then they projectile vomited all over themselves and whatever that final play call was with Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy, and Dak Prescott not being able to execute it. So this hasn't been the best Cowboys season in the world. But once again, this is a team that's 12-5. This NFC is what you could say is wide open. Like, I still do believe the 49ers and the Eagles are the creme de la creme of the NFC, but are you telling me Brock Purdy's a lock to go to the Super Bowl? If Jalen Hurts was still healthy, I think the Eagles would definitely be going to the Super Bowl. Now coming off the injury, not being used at not operating 100% last weekend, now taking a week off, that could help him. But what are we going to see out of Jalen Hurts in the divisional round? When you look at Minnesota, I don't trust them. When you look at the Giants and the Seahawks, great that they got there, but is anyone expecting them to go on runs? No. So this is open for the NFC. And if you're Dallas, and let's say even if you lose, you win this weekend, you beat Brady and the Bucks, and you finally give Brady an L where he's 7-0 against you, and then you go into the NFC divisional round, if it's up against Minnesota, the Niners, or Philadelphia, and you lose, even if you lose by 3, well, then you lost twice to the Eagles this year. Then after beating the Vikings 40-3, you would lose to them. And you know San Francisco is a dominant team. They've won 10 straight since starting out the year 3-4. And I know that roster is constructed in a great way, but the optics of Dak Prescott losing to Brock Purdy would not be pretty awesome for the Dallas Cowboys. So let's just start with this weekend before we advance the divisional round. If the Dallas Cowboys lose this weekend to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, there is no doubt about it in my mind that Jerry Jones is going to fire Mike McCarthy. Now, if they win, then is that enough to ensure or assure that Mike McCarthy's back? I don't know. And I wouldn't say 100% yes. So I look at this weekend and I look at just the pressure that these teams are on. I really do believe when you look through every team in the NFL playing this weekend that the Dallas Cowboys are under the most pressure, because we talk about pressure in different ways, like pressure to win and you're expected to win, or pressure in terms of if you don't win, you're going to lose your job. Like if the Buffalo Bills, and I don't think they'll lose to the Dolphins this weekend, or if the Bengals lose this weekend to the Ravens, I don't think it's going to happen. You're not going to see any major changes. But if the Cowboys lose this weekend, there is no doubt about it that you are going to see Mike McCarthy get fired. And I also do think, not that I think he's going to lose his job, but I do think there will be a serious conversation to be had about how good can Dak Prescott be? Because you're paying him elite money. You're paying him $40+ million a year. And do I think Dak would then lose his job if he loses this game? No. But you look at the dead cap money on this contract, 2023 next year, it's $31 million. Then it's 2024, it's $34 million. And if Spotrac is, and then he's a free agent in 2025. So it's like, how much longer are you going to go through with Dak Prescott and say, all right, we believe he could go win us a Super Bowl? Because right now they think that. They paid him as such. But when do you start to think, okay, we got to pivot in a different direction? I think Dak's a good quarterback. I think he's one of those guys that hovers right on being a top 10 quarterback in the league. And then there's times he looks like the 11th or 12th best quarterback in the league. But Dak's not playing for his job this weekend. McCarthy's coaching for his job this weekend. So, Hickey, when we look at this weekend of games, McCarthy, you would agree, and I think we're in lockstep here, that there is no doubt about if McCarthy loses, he's gone. Whether that's Sean Payton being the next coach, whether that's Dan Quinn, Kellen Moore, like whoever the internal options are, or you go outside of the organization, there will be a search for a new coach if McCarthy loses on Monday to an 8-9 Buccaneers team. I know everyone's going to say, but it's Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady. That Bucs team is not good this year. The Cowboys are a better team on paper. You should not lose twice to the Buccaneers this year if you are the Dallas Cowboys with the talent that you have on this roster. But other than that, Hickey, Are any other coaches' jobs on the line this weekend? Because if you remember a few years ago, you had the Titans coach win a playoff game in Kansas City, Malarkey, and then he got fired losing in the divisional round, and look who they brought in, Mike Vrabel. And I think we could all realize and all admit, even though that was a move that got a lot of backlash at the time, how do you fire a coach that got you the divisional round? It ended up working for Tennessee. And in this league, it's not just good enough. You can't just be good to win it all. You got to be great, especially when you're starting to see in the AFC. And I know we're talking about the NFC with the Cowboys, but you have to eventually get to a Super Bowl and beat a team in an AFC. You're looking at teams like the Bills with Josh Allen, like the Bengals with Joe Burrow, the Chiefs, obviously, with Patrick Mahomes. They have great quarterbacks, right? Those are teams that you look at, you go, they have great teams. They're great teams. And maybe you need to fix something in the coaching, and maybe the players aren't responding to the coaching come playoff time, if then this is back-to-back years where they've shown they could be really good, great in the regular season, but not great come postseason time. So other than McCarthy, Hickey, because I think you would agree, right, that the Cowboys are under the most pressure this weekend, is Staley coaching for his job this weekend? Because what I just said about the Cowboys, you could also then say about the Chargers, well, you're right in the thick of things in the AFC, going up against directly those teams, and in your own division, you're going up against Reed and Mahomes. So do you think Staley's coaching for his job this weekend?
No. I think the only chance it's even a conversation is if they lose like another drubbing, like 40-3, then I think the calculus changes.
I think that is now what we do for
beat Georgia.
I think that's not what we use just in jest for our massacre score. 65-7.
Sorry,
Horned Frogs.
Yeah. If we get a repeat of what we did, what we saw in the national title game on Saturday night.
Or close, within 20.
Right, yeah, that's fair. When you win by 58 or whatever it was, you're right, within 20. Then I think it's a conversation. Otherwise, if you lose, I think Brandon Staley is safe.
Should he be safe, though? We always get in that conversation. Because will he, I think, regardless of this outcome, obviously, like you said, other than losing 40-0 or whatever it is, I do think he's back. But should he be back if they can't beat the Jaguars?
If it's anyone not named Sean Payton, I'd say yes. If it's Sean Payton, I mean, I'm firing him.
That job.
Win or lose. Yeah. You get to the Super Bowl, maybe I'd still fire him for Sean Payton. So
if you get to a Super Bowl.
Outside of him.
I think that's tough if you get to a Super Bowl.
Well,
no one actually thinks the Chargers are getting to him.
No, I would agree, but just saying, if Sean Payton's the guy you're looking and he's interested, then the result to me on Saturday is irrelevant. I would fire him and bring in Sean Payton. That's me.
Okay, but if you threw it out there, and I could see if you get to the division round, okay, but if you get to the Super Bowl in your second, and it's not going to happen, but with his second year as a head coach, you're not going to fire a coach second year when you get to a Super Bowl, because before Sean Payton got the job, you know, I know he was well-respected, Parcells and all that, but no one knew what he was going to do with the Saints, and maybe this is, I don't think Brandon Staley's the next Sean Payton. I don't think he's the next great coach in this league, but if you're able to get to a Super Bowl in the second year, I don't think you're firing a coach like that, because you look at the potential and maybe you have that next right guy in your locker room.
I guess it also depends on how they get there. You know, if Justin Herbert's putting on his shoulders and there's some questionable coaching, which, again, Brandon Staley, questionable coaching. He's been a lot of that the 2 years.
Doesn't matter how you get there, just as long as you get there.
All right. So
as we've seen that. But I would tend to agree, not taking it to the Super Bowl level, that if they lose this weekend, I do think he will be back. But should he be back? I would say no. But you got to remember, you're dealing with the Spanos family, and I think the bar was just to make the playoffs this year, and that's how we talked about them going in the season. You just got to make the playoffs. You just got to make the playoffs. But now with Sean Lurkin out there, maybe you have to do a little bit more than making the playoffs. I really do believe, like, if we have to be realistic, because I think that's going to be a close game. I think that's going to be within a touchdown game between the Chargers and the Jaguars. I really do believe the only coach that's coaching for his job this weekend that I feel strongly about is Mike McCarthy. And if you're the Cowboys and you lose, I don't see you justify bringing Mike McCarthy back. Cowboys are under the most pressure this weekend. Give me a player. Give me a coach that's under pressure this weekend. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. When we come on back, we'll talk about Tua Tagovailoa being out, and it's looking like Lamar Jackson won't play this weekend as the AFC wild card round has really taken a hit without having Tua and Lamar on the field.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught! Touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. I think Mike McCarthy is coaching for his job this weekend. Who's another player or coach that if they do not win, could be on the way out? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Jeff in North Carolina next up on The Zach Gelb Show. Jeff, go ahead.
I think it's Todd Bowles.
It's a good one to bring up, and Jeff, thanks for the phone call. I don't think Todd Bowles is going to get fired this offseason. Now, let me be clear here. I don't think Todd Bowles is a good NFL head coach. And I know everyone said he needed a second opportunity, needed to be another head coach. It was the Jets, it was the Jets, it was the Jets. There was a lot of things that he did when he was coaching the Jets that were laughable. And Todd Bowles, a Temple guy, I've known and met and interviewed Todd Bowles a bunch of times when he's come back to Temple's campus, even when I was a student at Temple University. But sometimes guys are just better coordinators than they are as a head coach. And Todd Bowles is a phenomenal defensive coordinator. But the reason why I think he's safe is two things. I think Brady likes him. And if Brady's coming back next year, which we don't know if that is going to be to Tampa Bay or not, well, Brady last offseason, whether what you believe is true or not, had some issue with Bruce Arians and then was on board with Todd Bowles becoming the next head coach. Brady held a lot of that power as he was waiting to see you going to come back or not and all that stuff. And there was a lot of conversations behind the scenes. So I don't think if Brady's coming back that they're going to move on from Todd Bowles because it's really his team. And then on the other side, if Brady walks out the door, sometimes the guy that tears down the house isn't the guy that builds it back up. I think you then go into the stage of tearing down the house, and I don't believe they go to a new coach this late, that in what would be extremely late in the offseason once you find out if Brady's coming back or not. Because I do think Brady's playing, but the Bucs are going to kind of be held hostage because they don't know. I don't think Brady's going to let them know if he's coming back or not to that team. I do think that's going to be a little bit of a free agency search and a free agency party this offseason for the last hurrah of what team Tom Brady is going to play for. And also, I think people in the organization like Todd Bowles, and Bruce Arians clearly still has some say in that organization because he's still there. And Jason Light and Arians and that Bowles relationship, I just think Bowles is going to stay. But has Bowles done a good job this year? Absolutely not. But it's tough for me to pin this all on Todd Bowles because when Brady wins, Brady gets all the credit in Tampa Bay. And when he loses, he should get the blame for it too. But yeah, there's a lot of moments this year when you look at the approach on offense, how long it took him to go to the hurry up, especially in that game up against the Cardinals, that defense just being up and down throughout the season where you could make the case that Todd Bowles should be out. But barring Brady saying, I want to come back to Tampa and I don't want Todd Bowles back. I think Todd Bowles' job for next year, and not for the foreseeable future, but just for next year, is pretty much safe. All righty, we got the news today that Tua Tagovailoa is not going to play. I can't say I'm surprised by this. Hickey, we were both in lockstep on this when we saw that he got the second concussion. Now, I think that he suffered at least three concussions this year, and I'm not a doctor, but they tell you it wasn't a concussion in the Bills game. You know, it was clearly a concussion in the Bengals game, and then the Packers game. We saw the hit afterwards on social media, but the concussion spotter wasn't able to spot it. And then it was after that Packers game, and you find out that he did throw three fourth-quarter interceptions, that Tua Tagovailoa has a concussion. With how much of a spotlight has been on that issue and has been on that player, I never thought there was going to be a way, nor should there have been a way, for Tua Tagovailoa to get back on the field. With that being said, though, not that I thought that the Dolphins were going to beat the Bills this weekend, even if Tua did play, but that takes any juice that you had for Bills and Dolphins right out the window, because it's expected, not even that Bridgewater is going to be the starter. The expectation is it's going to be Skylar Thompson. And I know he's a rookie quarterback. I know he'd had a nice little career at Kansas State, but not everyone's able to do what Brock Purdy's been doing. And it's a totally different team, because you look how well-rounded that 49ers team is. The Dolphins, they got some holes. That defense has taken a step back. Offensively, yes, they do have Tyreek Hill. Yes, they do have Jalen Waddle. But Josh Allen, there's no way. Like, if he was going up against Tua, there's at least a chance Josh Allen could lose that game, even though I thought the Bills would win. But going up against Skylar Thompson in Buffalo, Bills Mafia going to be going crazy, Hickey. I can't even give you a path or even make an argument besides if you go to the desperate level and the stupid level of, oh, well, if Josh Allen gets hurt. Like, there's no argument that I can make going into this game that tells me that the Buffalo Bills are going to lose the Miami Dolphins now.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, look, the Jets defense is really good, so it's going to be a similar test Sunday to what they had last Sunday. Scored 9 points, zero touchdowns. So I think we'll see a lot of that again on Sunday at 1 o'clock. It should be by halftime. If you have afternoon plans, you want to kind of sneak something before the Giants-Vikings game, that's the time to do so.
Yeah.
That's going to be the window.
Are we going 65-7 again on the 65-7 to scale? What will this one fall?
No. Well, short. Well, they're not going to run it up. I'll say 31-6.
Okay, so you still think it's going to be a pretty bad beatdown.
Oh, yeah. They won't get to 60, 65.
That's how you have to now do all these games whenever it's a blowout. Is it on the scale of 65-7? Where does it fall? I'll say 38-10, 42-10, something like that. I believe the Bills are just going to destroy the Dolphins this weekend. Now, I want to play you this audio real quickly, and I thought this was laid out real perfectly because Lamar Jackson basically has not been able to return to football in the last 40 days and suffering this PCL injury. And I think a lot of people like me have said, well, if he had a contract, would he find a way to get back? And I do believe there was a belief that he was going to play this weekend and all that. And they knew they were going to the playoffs, so you didn't have to rush him back. But I thought Jim Trotter, while talking to other people in the league, made a really good point on the NFL Network. Now, you may or may not believe this, but these are from players in the league. Listen up to Jim Trotter on the NFL Network discussing Lamar Jackson and saying that he's not missing games because of his contract situation.
2 weeks ago, I was at a game and a player unsolicited came up to me and asked me about Lamar. And he said to me, I sprained my PCL in week one. He said, I'm still not right. He said, I came back only because our team is in the playoff hunt. He said, if Lamar has a grade two sprain, PCL sprain, he said, even if he gets back on the field for the playoffs, he is not going to be the same Lamar that we know. So from that standpoint, I think you could see the, I shouldn't say frustration, but you could see where John Harbaugh was on this, that there's really not a lot you can do physically if he is not ready. And clearly, physically, he is not ready. So I hate to hear the contract situation brought into this, because if you know Lamar, that's not what he's about in terms of he wants to be there for his guys. I remember going back to the day after the draft and saying to Lamar, if you have a chance for the Hall of Fame, a gold jacket, or a Super Bowl trophy, which would you take? And without hesitation, he said a Super Bowl Vince Lombardi trophy. Why? Because that means he has done something special for him and his teammates. So he is not that individual, egotistical guy. I don't believe this is about contract. I believe this is truly about his health and him wanting to be right so that he can perform.
It's a fair point
teammates.
That Jim Trotter brings up, and even if he's somehow able to get on the field, if you clearly hear from that report that he would still be dealing with significant pain and would still be dealing with an uphill battle to look like himself, I don't think it's going to... Yeah, it obviously makes a difference having Lamar, but if you don't get a full go Lamar, or even close to being a full go Lamar, it takes away his legs, what makes him so lethal out of the game. Now, with Tua now being out, and it's looking like and trending in the direction where I think we'd all be surprised at this point if Lamar Jackson does play this weekend, this AFC wildcard weekend round, Ryan, it's starting to look like it's only going to have potential to have one good game. Because I think the Bengals, even with their injuries on the right side of the offensive line, when you have Joe Burrow going up against possibly Tyler Huntley or Anthony Brown, the Bengals will easily win that game, even though it's divisional matchups and you never know what could happen in a divisional matchup. But then you also have the Dolphins and the Bills with Tua out. We know the Bills are going to win. So that sets up, in a good way, you're going to get Bills and Bengals in the second round, and then away you go in the postseason. But other than that Chargers-Jaguars game, which I expect to be a really good game, I have expectations in the AFC that we're going to see two blowouts this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, I think you're right. AFC is not going to be very good this week. But the next week is what the real prize, but with the quarterback injuries, is two duds.
Because if you get divisional round, Bills and Bengals, I would actually maybe think about going to that game. If you get Bills and Bengals, divisional round, no more eye on football, that's just an unbelievable game to be at. And then you could have the Chiefs going up against either Jacksonville or the Chargers. I think most of us would rather see the Chargers because you do have the whole Herbert and Mahomes thing. But the Jaguars, with the way that they're playing and the way that we've seen Trevor Lawrence just take that step, if it's Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence going up against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, I can't say we're saying, wow, really disappointed by that. So this sets up what should be a tremendous divisional round weekend, but it does stink. And I get it, Tua should not be allowed to play, and it looks like Lamar's not going to play. So it takes the air right out of the balloon of those matchups of Bills and Dolphins, and then also the Bengals and the Ravens. It is the Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll do a little Super Bowl draft when we come on back.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught! Touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hickey, heads or tails? You know what, actually? I'm in a benevolent mood today. New year, new me. So I will actually let you go first here, as we're going to do our draft of 14 teams to win the Super Bowl and see who comes up with the better roster. I will be, find it in the goodness of my heart, which is a very kind heart, to let you go first this time around. Go ahead.
Wow, that is very kind. Okay, I will take the number one seed overall. That is the Kansas City Chiefs out of the AFC.
Okay, so we will go with the Kansas City Chiefs. Then that means I will take the... I will go with the Buffalo Bills, and then I'll snake back and go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, no, no. There's no snake in this
draft.
What do
you mean?
It's we like never a do a snake. Draft. We never do a snake.
I
knew it was too
so
good to be true.
To
I
you,
knew it was too good to be true.
Giving you Kansas City, and then I don't get to pick the next two teams? That's how we always do it. It's always a snake. New
Who's
year,
your other team?
New year, new new drafts.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, new rules. That should be
I will go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, all right.
Actually, you know what?
Now I get two picks.
No, let's do this
nope,
right.
No.
Stop.
I like the snake.
Stop. I'll go Chiefs, Bills, go ahead.
No, we could do the
snake.
No.
Chiefs, Bills, go ahead.
Chiefs, Bills. Okay, I will take the Cincinnati Bengals then.
You will take the Bengals. Okay. I will then take the... I'll go the Eagles.
Okay. I'll
So just to be clear after that confusion, Hickey went first, Chiefs, then I went with the Bills, then Hickey had a problem with me trying to take the Eagles on a snake, so I let him go and draft. He took the Bengals, and then I took the Philadelphia Eagles.
No problem. Just thought, you know, the rules would have been laid out before, and if
no,
it was a snake,
fair,
we would have said, snake.
You complain. That's fine. It's good.
I will take the 49ers then.
Okie dokie. Isn't this crazy? After those five teams, this is where you say, now it gets tough. You would concur with
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you knew the five teams were going right away, too. It was not a question.
You got to kind of put lipstick on a pig here. I guess it would be conducive to picking an NFC team, but outside of the Eagles and 49ers getting to the Super Bowl, like, I feel great about none of those teams. I think this is risky. This is going to be a team that I think can actually lose this weekend, and I'm maybe picking them to lose this weekend, but because of the upside with the quarterback, that's where I'll go. I'll take the Chargers.
Oh, okay. That's actually where I was going to go. Okay.
And you seem surprised by that.
Yeah, no. Well, you talked about NFC, so I thought you were going to go, you know, maybe Cowboys, maybe Buccaneers. You know what?
I know
Screw
where you're
it.
Going.
Tom Brady wins the Super
Bowl. I already wrote down Bucks.
Every other year, it's the odd year, which means he's due. I'll take the Bucks.
Okay. Now, I got to go with an NFC team. I'll hold my nose when I do this. The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, okay. I'll take the Dallas Cowboys.
Good luck.
Maybe the talent will eventually all come together for the first time in 30 years. So,
yeah.
History's on my side.
If you've been holding your breath, you're probably dead by now.
Oh, probably. You're a long gun.
So far, Hickey has the Chiefs, the Bengals, the 49ers, the Bucks, and the Cowboys. I have the Bills, the Eagles, the Chargers, and the Vikings.
A lot of winners left here.
Ravens, we don't know when Lamar Jackson is going to be back, if he will ever be back. Dolphins, Tua's not coming back. Giants, don't trust their roster. I'm not going Seattle. I'll go Jacksonville. I'm going to take a little, at least I'll have someone advancing in that round with the Chiefs, with the Jaguars and the Chargers playing this weekend since I have both of them. So now the four teams left.
Wow.
Ravens, Dolphins, Giants, and Seahawks. So far, Hickey has the Chiefs, Bengals, 49ers, Bucks, Cowboys. He went first, and then I went second. I had the Bills, Eagles, Chargers, Vikings, and the Jaguars. Should have done the snake, honestly.
I'm a believer in momentum. I think this team is going to get slaughtered this weekend. With that said, if they win, maybe they get hot. I'll go Seattle. They are going to get slaughtered. But if you can go into San Francisco, who's won 10 games in a row, and win that game.
Wait.
Is it crazy to then say they can go into Philly and win? No.
The same Seahawks where you said this was going to be Pete Carroll's final season. The same Seahawks that even as of yesterday, you were like, oh, they should move on from Geno Smith. You're now picking those Seahawks.
Well, I mean, out of the four teams, yes, I am picking the Seahawks. And I said, caveat, they're going to get slaughtered. But if somehow they win, that's, you know, I think maybe you can use that momentum going forward here. So with between the Ravens and Dolphins and no quarterback, the Giants and the Seahawks, I mean, I'm not sitting here making a big, bold proclamation on the Seahawks.
I'm just saying, you made a lot of big, bold proclamations this offseason about the Seahawks. No one was thinking that that Seattle deal was going to blow up in the Broncos' face, and no. Seattle's going to look like they were the winners. Not a single person in America thought that. And there was Hickey, where Hickey was just sitting there and just trashing the Seahawks all along, just killing Seattle.
Said Pete Carroll should have been fired.
Yeah.
No run from that, but here we are picking them with the second to last pick of the draft. So tell you, you know, take that for what you will.
All right, I'm going to go with the Giants.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
You're asking me to trust Tyler Huntley, Anthony Brown, or Skylar Thompson. I'll trust Daniel Jones.
I mean, I guess I'm just going to go the Raven just because, I mean, I don't know if Lamar's ever going to play again this season. It does, I mean, he's not practicing, so it doesn't seem likely. But I guess it's, I would say, more likely that he is back on the field if somehow the Ravens are in the AFC title game compared to Tua.
Yeah, obviously I have no choice here. I have to take the last team here with the Dolphins. But I'm fine with you going Ravens because then I get the Dolphins. And you could just, if you had to make a case in this slim pickings, you got Tyreek Hill, you got Tua Tagovailoa. Just give me a quick one or two step drop and get the ball out to those two speedsters and maybe line them up like they do with Debo Samuel they did last year with the 49ers and just have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle just run all over them. Oh, yeah, and by the way, friend of the show, Alec Ingold, even though he's dealing with the thumb injury that he got surgery on from week 16 to 17, stretch out those fingers a little bit, Alec, and then throw him a little bit. So here are the draft. Hickey, seven teams, and once again, he did go first. Just have to make that known. And I was allowed to snake, but then I was being kind this year and elected not to snake and just make this a true one-for-one, then back to Hickey. One-for-one, then back to Hickey. Just want to make that clear. Hickey, seven, Chiefs, Bengals, 49ers, Bucks, Cowboys, Seahawks, Ravens. My seven, Bills, Eagles, Chargers, Vikings, Jaguars, Giants, and the Dolphins. Right now, what's your Super Bowl prediction? Regardless of the teams that you have, just what is your Super Bowl prediction?
Chiefs, Niners.
Okay. So a rematch of the Super Bowl right before COVID.
Yes, 2019.
I will go, I'm going to stick with the Eagles. But as the days continue to move on, I get more and more inclined to pick the 49ers. And I will still rock and roll with the Bills. I really do believe the winner of that Bengals-Bills game is going to be going to the Super Bowl. Not that Kansas City can't get there, because Kansas City, they may or may not have a home game depending if the neutral site and all that, if it's Buffalo. But we've seen Buffalo beat Kansas City this year. We've seen Cincinnati beat Kansas City three straight times. I really do think those are the two best teams in the AFC, and the reason right now why I'm going Buffalo over Cincinnati, even though I love me some Joe Burrow, is just the health of that right side of the offensive line. But then yet again, Joe Burrow didn't have an offensive line last year, and if they could have just blocked Aaron Donald for another half second, he would have won the Super Bowl, as he did have Ja'Marr Chase wide open down the sideline. So Hickey's going with the Chiefs and the Niners. I will take the Bills and the EAGLES Eagles. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. What's on the line for all the quarterbacks coming up this postseason? Next.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown. as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.